Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Off the ball, rugby.
I suppose we're always trying to learn how you make the game better. A red card is a serious act of foul play. If it's a serious act of foul play, there's no place in the game for 20 minutes.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Very well placed to go through to the next round of the playoffs for the Women's Euros. A strong win in the end in Tbilisi, 6-0. A few late goals coming in the game. Captain Katie McCabe with two of the goals. Also with a hand in two more. Aoife Mannion heading home very late on. Super strike from Marissa Shiva late on in injury time as well. Before that, Kira Caruso had scored just before the hour and Jessie Stapleton scored a goal that took about 5 minutes on VAR to actually give it. But Eileen Gleeson's team winning 6-0 and the return leg coming up in Tala on Tuesday. Other side of the bracket, the potential opponents for the next round, it was a 2-1 win for Slovakia against Wales, but Wales would probably fancy it in the return leg to overturn that one goal deficit. Delighted to say that we're joined by Ireland centurion Louise Quinn. Louise, how are you getting on?
Hi Will, how's things?
I'm good. Tell me how you are. Before we talk about the game itself, you were ruled out with the hip injury midweek. How bad is it?
Yeah. It's at the moment, it is just, we're still trying to, you know, work it out and see how long it may or may not be. But yeah, listen, it's just a bit of a work in progress at the moment, but yeah, you know, I was gutted not to be in with the squad this week. It's definitely been a long time since I haven't been, you know, not in a squad. Thankfully, I always kind of kept myself fit and fresh. So, yeah, listen, it was tough, but it was just great to watch the girls tonight and a convincing win.
Yeah, it was one of those performances where I guess you have to be professional about it and maybe not commit too much with the way that Georgia had set up as well. So for the first half hour or so, they made it particularly sticky before the penalty. They went back very deep. They were happy enough to give away possession and to give away territory. And then It was kind of a case of Ireland just being patient and breaking them down.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to, you know, you've got to give credit to Georgia there. Obviously, we played them, you know, a couple of years ago. And I feel like they were obviously sat back deep, but were a lot more open. So they did. They made it really difficult. I thought they were very physical in the, you know, in their final third. You know, once the ball went into those tight areas, they were on it. They were definitely very physical with, you know, with us. But as you say, yeah, it had to be patient. And you know, we definitely opened up towards the end there. But we needed a couple of quality goals to really kind of pick them out. As well, it was definitely patience, but then, you know, a few quality finishes that sometimes it takes those little moments, and then yeah, they kind of open up a little bit then.
And of course it helps when you got quality in the wide areas too. I know Katie McCabe played a little bit more centrally, especially in the second half, and she showed that quality, as much as the Georgian goalkeeper would be very disappointed with taking the shot on when she felt she needed to push the agenda a little bit.
Yeah, and listen, that's Katie all over, but she would have done her homework as well, you know, just checking, always checking to see where, you know, the keepers may be when the ball is a little bit deeper. And yeah, listen, could the keeper have done better? Absolutely. But there was definitely great power behind that and, you know, absolutely audacious, you know, ridiculous attempt. But Katie always has that in her locker all the time. And, you know, it was an easy switch, I think, in the second half to, you know, for her and Julianne just to rotate a little bit. You know, we know Julianne is fantastic on the wing, and then just maybe getting Katie in those central areas, just tight spaces. She can really link the play, you know, in terms of her, you know, eye in front of goal as well. It's ridiculous. So it just caused them a few more problems. It's just pleasing to see that we were able to, you know, finish so strongly. I thought overall it was, you know, it was a good game from us in terms of just having to be patient and break teams down. You know, in years previous, we may have struggled with that. Obviously, maybe not against Georgia, but maybe other sides. So it was. It was a really pleasing performance, and obviously, you know, goals, first goals for Jessie Stapleton, Marissa Shiva, Aoife Mannion, just right at the end there, last kick of the game. So for us, yeah, it's perfect. We have to, you know, use our strengths there. They're definitely going to close down Anna Patton and Caitlin Hayes on set pieces. So Aoife, you know, just found herself those few yards of space and just finished the job.
Yeah, and I said getting those quality crosses in as well. They were just chatting to Abby Larkin a few minutes ago. Again, she was a real threat all game down the right-hand side. Bit of trickery, bit of pace. When you're up against a packed defence, that's the way to go at them, really.
Yeah, listen, Larko only thinks forward. She wants to get on the ball. She wants to drive forward at people. She wants to only play forward passes where she can, really. So that was, in terms of getting that attack down the right-hand side, I thought she linked in with Denise O'Sullivan really well, playing balls around the corner, especially that was for Kira Caruso's goal, again, which was an absolute quality finish, but that was just lovely link-up play, finding her own space. Just really impressive from her. And, you know, she's made the move now into WSL and, you know, maybe hasn't got the minutes that she's wanted to play, but you can just kind of see her speed of play has gone up another level, and that, you know, she's always had that in her that she's such an attacking player. And yeah, you know, that decision from Ilo to put her in was a really positive one.
Jessie Stapleton was saying at the media day earlier in the week that she's hoping that maybe some of the experience of the very difficult group, and, you know, like, it can't get much more difficult than semi-finalists from the last European Championships, or the three teams you end up drawing, and the Sweden game, particularly at home, was tricky, and the England game, and there was a bit of learning along the way. But then to finish in the way that Ireland had with the game in Norwich, which is a very good performance, and that game against France, she felt that maybe quite a bit has actually been learned here with the difficult games that you've played over the last year and a half?
Absolutely. There's, you know, that was, yeah, they were some of the toughest games of my career, kind of in that stage. And obviously they were difficult games played kind of in the off season for a lot of players as well. But yeah, there's no doubt that was, you know, how can you perform and can we perform under pressure? Can we be patient at times, you know, being slightly deeper ourselves? And, you know, I think we improved on that as well. We weren't, you know, just defending the box in those games against quality teams. We were learning to play under pressure, build up under pressure, you know, get ourselves out of tight situations. And yeah, listen, it kind of lets you, it doesn't bring as much panic, I think, into a team and a squad when you know, against even these bigger teams, you've got to be patient. We're going to create chances. And then it's just about finishing it off. They were, truthfully, some of the hardest games we could really ever come up against, you know, you're not going to play some of those games maybe until you get to a Euros quarterfinal, semi-final. So we've learned so much. We've learned the resilience of the team, how to kind of bounce back and come back from, you know, those losses. And as you say, just finish on a high and have that kind of dominance in the attacking areas against France that we did. And yeah, and you bring it into every game, and it just, you know, the confidence was just so high after that, you know, I knew going into this camp, the girls were going to be feeling good.
Yeah, because I guess that adjustment to playing against Georgia, a team outside the world's top 100, is easier when you've been playing against some of the top 10 teams in the world than it was going the other way, where the adjustment after the World Cup was, you know, playing in League B and winning games incredibly comfortably, and then getting ready to play against teams of much higher stock in the European qualifiers. I would imagine that having that experience and then going to play a weaker team is much easier than the adjustment coming from B up to play against these very good teams.
I think so. Yeah, it definitely has each of its, you know, qualities to do that. I think even in League B when we were playing, you know, in there, and yes, we'd won every game, but I thought, again, we still could have been better on the ball. You know, it's even in these small areas that, you know, you can't take any attack for granted. International football, you cannot take anything for granted in that. So even for us, it was, okay, we need to be better in attacking scenarios. You know, sometimes it was maybe speed of play, you know, our speed of movement to try get on the ball. You know, needed to be better, and we we gradually improved on that as well once we got into League A as well. So yeah, it comes to this, it comes around. But again, you know, we cannot be complacent. You know, we've been in these kind of scenarios before, and yes, we're playing a Georgia who we've beaten before twice, but you know, we need to still prove our place, also, you know, prove why we were in League A, you know, to begin with, and then prove, you know, why we should be going to the Euros.
And I would think that Eileen and the rest of the team, no way they want to take their foot off the pedal in Tala on Tuesday night. So I think Georgia are probably a better team than when they shipped 11 against you before a couple of years ago. But at the same time, even with this 6-0 lead, important to kind of go out, put in a professional performance now on Tuesday and not, as you say, put any kind of complacency with such a strong lead from the first leg.
No, absolutely not. And Ilo's not going to, you know, let the girls have that kind of mindset. She's, you know, she's on it constantly. You know, she doesn't stop, and she doesn't stop looking for professionalism. But that is also, you know, she doesn't have to ask too much of the team, to be honest. I think everyone has that mindset. She doesn't have to really try pull it out of us. We're, you know, we are really built that way at the moment that, you know, when it comes to, you know, playing higher ranked teams than us, you know, we are ready to go. We're prepared. We always know that we have a chance to, you know, to score and to get forward. And, you know, at the same time, we've been that small fish as well. We've been at Georgia before where we've had to do that. And it's, you know, it's really difficult, and you've got to know what it takes to break that down. And yeah, listen, I just think the mindset of the players in the squad that we have right now are, you know, is top. It's constantly wanting to learn. It's constantly wanting to, yeah, put out a top performance for our country. And it's, you know, that's why it's such a pleasure. You know what I mean? Everyone gives everything. There's no let up. There's no giving up on, you know, on anything, no lack of effort. So yeah, for us, there will be, yeah, we're going to go for it again on Tuesday. You know, we want to, again, can we improve? Like, you know, we're going to be nitpicking on that and trying to improve what we can do better, especially in, yeah, like the first 35 minutes. Why did it take us, you know, that long to score a goal potentially? You know, was it just an absolutely resilient back line or defence?
I think the connection may well be struggling ever so slightly. Louise Quinn?
From Bragg, you know, the Georgia out of that, you know, out of that deep block.
Well, look, Louise, thanks a million for joining us on the show. I'm sure you'd much prefer to be with the team in Tbilisi than joining us to chat about what's been happening. Best of luck with the recovery from the hip injury, and thanks a million for joining us again.
Thanks very much.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.